Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Zone Beatles.
Phone lines are always open for you.
Answer the phone!
Give us, if you want to call up out of the blue.
Answer the phone!
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Red Sox can close out the Rays at Fenway tonight, 7:07, first pitch. Colin McHugh against likely Eduardo Rodriguez. Likely. Who's the starter tomorrow? It will likely be Eduardo Rodriguez. We hope it's going to be Eduardo Rodriguez.
Unless he gets sick.
Where's Rodriguez? I said likely.
Not a guarantee. I didn't guarantee that. Said he was likely. Do you know why I think it is going to be? And we've already discussed this. We talked about it last week. Alex Cora probably doesn't want to just upset the rotation and doesn't want to sort of upset anybody in the room. If Eduardo Rodriguez is told, you're not starting.
Go sit down.
Go sit down. Someone else is starting. Well, now you've pissed him off and you're putting him in a relief role that you don't really want to use him in. Right?
Right.
And there's still the chance you get the good Eduardo Rodriguez, by the way, that he shows up all of a sudden, that he for a couple days now has sat there and stewed over his failure and has really, you know, pushed himself to go out and have a great start tonight. He put himself in a good spot to do it. So if you make him a reliever, you now have a guy who's a reliever who's formerly a starter that you don't really know how to use and don't really want to use. You've already sent that message. I don't want to use you. What's the upside of making Tanner Houck the starter? Is Tanner Houck going to be okay if he's not named the starter? He's going to be totally fine. He's in the role that he's already
in. Yeah, you're not upsetting the apple cart.
Right, just don't upset the apple cart.
Yeah.
So that's why they will start Rodriguez tonight. They might get the good Rodriguez. They might get the good E-Rod.
You might get the good E-Rod because it's sort of all hands on deck. When you realize that, oh, crap, I better pitch well or he'll hook me quick.
He already knows this.
I know that, but it's even there. Like, hey, we're talking about it. It is there. It is the day. All hands on deck.
Okay, if Eduardo Rodriguez is to give this team something good between now and the end of this series, what's it going to be? It's going to be in the form of a start,
yeah.
And that's it. And he's still on the roster, and he's, you know, a guy who started all year and is capable of going out and giving a good performance. Let's not forget that about this guy, as much as he sucked in game one.
How about four innings, one run ball before you start to get in trouble?
Okay, but if he doesn't, you just go to how quick, and what's the problem?
Nothing.
Is anyone upset by any of that? No. Eduardo Rodriguez knows he has no reason to be upset if he sucks and gets yanked early. And Tanner Houck is ready to go, and you know that he's had that conversation with Tanner Houck. So if you're talking about merit, you know, who deserves it more? Yeah, it's Tanner Houck. It is. But for the keeping things in order and not upsetting anybody and trying to get the most out of the guys that you have on this roster, the right call is to start Rodriguez and give him the short leash. You don't overreact and you don't say, I can't give him the ball again. You got to do it. Or else you've just basically taken a guy off your roster and you've lost him. What's the point of that? So it's the right call.
So how do you know when he gets in trouble? Is it hard outs? Is it walks? Is it control? Is it a matter of just, oh, he's got two outs, but he just got hit. He just gave up a double?
Oh, no. It's a matter of the walks. It's a matter of putting guys on base.
But say he comes out two outs and a guy gets a double. Now do you start getting nervous?
I don't think it's much of a conversation. I don't think you have to sit there and really think about it. I think they'll short leash. I think it's a real short leash.
Yeah. And you mix in some of that, there's no shot you're going to face that lineup a third time stuff.
Yeah.
that the nerds love. You can use that to your advantage tonight. Eduardo, you're not facing anybody a third time. We're pulling you no matter what. 617-779-0985. Thoughts on both the Red Sox and the Patriots? Anna's in the car on the Pats. Hi, Anna.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What's up?
I was listening to you, though, on that first drive in the car, the Texans. And when you, at the end, when you were just like, that was just embarrassing. I completely agreed with you. It was, I was imagining watching it on the TV and I was just like, this is terrible. I was wondering whether you guys had thoughts about the quality of the refs.
Terrible.
Currently.
Absolutely horrible.
You know why? Like, why? Is it because new or is it because
it's
pandemic?
It's a good question. No, I mean, I don't think it has anything to do with the pandemic. This happens each and every year at the beginning of the year. And I think it does settle down somewhere around the middle of the season where all of a sudden you'll be watching a game and, oh, wow, there are refs out there. How about that? Or early in the year, they need to get their flags out. There's points of interest. Like, I mean, what a ridiculous call going down the middle of the field. You get caught for helmet to helmet on an awful call. Awful call on Jonnu Smith. Awful. I mean, they missed Dante Hightower, who was 3 yards offsides, never called it. And then the stuff they do call, it's like ticky-tack. Like, ooh, you could see it go one way or the other. I don't think it's just the Patriot games. I'm watching all these other games. Crews in general are bad this time of year. Just follow social media. Follow anybody talking about football. Any of the shows, Fox, CBS, NFL Network, they're all talking about it. Like, don't take over the game. Let the game play. And I mean, this stupid targeting thing in college football where the kid gets ejected right away, it goes to review and like, ooh, that's ticky-tack. Who the hell are you in real time to eject a guy? Because you think, it, you know, wasn't there. Ridiculous. I think the refs are bad right now. They could get better. Just keep them in the pocket. And everything benefits the offense. Everything.
Tim is in Nashua on the Patriots defense. Hi, Tim.
Two quick questions. One on the offense, as far as Zoe, wouldn't you declare the Patriots as a passing team and try to shy away from the run? I feel that breaks up his rhythm. Jones gets in a rhythm. I just want to see him just continually progress in the passing game. And two, for the defense, I want to know who has the responsibility of picking the defensive backfield because, oh my God, the actual placement of Bryant, too, it kind of puzzled me. I don't know who makes those decisions, but obviously McCourty cannot play that position the way that the other players can rely on him to be there as the safety. I want to know, Zoe, who made that decision? Did they rely on Steven Belichick in their opinion?
His father. Bill picks the players. It's Bill's guys. Bill's team. Jawan Williams, set him down. He got spun around in coverage on an inside slot guy that ended up going down the sideline, and all of a sudden, Devin McCourty got there late. I thought it was McCourty's guy at first. It ends up being a touchdown to a practice squad player. It wasn't Brandon Cooks. It was a practice squad player.
Not good.
Bryant, it's not his fault. He's just getting in there at the end. He's giving you everything he's got. That's Miles Bryant. You traded the defensive player of the year from 3 years ago away this week to Carolina. You'll see him in a couple weeks. He'll be up and running. Don't throw his way.
Jimmy in Winthrop. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, how we doing?
Hey.
Love the show. I get in trouble every day for work, so my boss don't want to be for listening.
But shut up.
My question is, you know, if you're Alex Cora, and you put in E-Rod, right? Is there a chance you take him out before he starts to get that? You know, like fourth, fifth inning, if he's still doing pretty good, do you take him out for Hulk and put, you know, or do you just kind of let him ride it out?
I'm not sure I totally understand what you're asking.
That was kind of my thing with E-Rod. Like, what are the big indicators with E-Rod, you know?
Let him ride out what exactly?
He's already in a fourth. Like, you're stealing innings at that point.
I'm not riding out anything with E-Rod tonight.
Yeah.
Do you think he was referring to like using him as more of an opener style, like 2 or 3 innings and then just kind of cutting the cord?
Yes. Yeah, okay. If that's how we're going to define it.
Yep.
Yeah, I was just saying that a minute ago. There's no way you face the lineup the third time. So we'll use you to open. And even if you're good, we're going to give an early hook to you to preserve, especially if you have a lead.
Yeah.
I think Cora is hoping Eduardo Rodriguez starts the game. The Red Sox offense can get it going. Mm-hmm. And if he can even slightly smell a victory, then you pull out the guns, the Tanner Houck, and you go full blow to finish the series.
I like that idea. I like where your head's at, Milliken. I also wonder about sort of the emotional after effect of that game for the Rays. Like, how do they feel today?
Kevin Kiermaier looked like he was about to start crying at his presser last night. Can't blame him.
Yeah, he's like, I'm stunned.
He said it was a heartbreaker. He's heartbroken.
You win 100 games. Everyone sees you as the favorite to go to the World Series. This is where you're at. Tough.
I mean,
tough.
Emotionally, can they sort of pick themselves up and, you know, dust themselves off and get back out there today?
You gotta. I mean, look at the emotions that the Red Sox went through against the Yankees on Tuesday night. They get down there and it didn't even seem like a real playoff game. It seemed flat. It seemed quiet. You get back here to Boston and it's one electric environment. You're going to have it again tonight. You're going to have an electric environment. And if you lose tonight, you're going to go back to that dump.
I was checking the ticket prices for tonight versus last night. Mm. They've come down a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
It's more expensive to be at last night's game.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sunday of a long weekend.
Sunday, 4 o'clock start.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Going up against football.
Tonight, Monday, 7.
Everybody's off.
Everyone's going
in
to
town drinking.
Everyone's going to work to fight that Tuesday traffic tomorrow.
Oh,
my kids are off to Tuesday.
They're off tomorrow?
They're off Tuesday, yeah.
Something going on.
They off today?
Yeah. What the hell's going on?
It's something specific to your school district.
Get that in service day. Get that in.
I'm sorry, what are you complaining about?
Just give them days off. Like 4-day weekend for them kids.
Ooh, I got to work. Blair in Maine on the line. Got to get his take on things. Blair.
Those sucks.
What's up? How you doing? Zoe, my man, I haven't talked to you in ages.
How's your apartment?
How was my tournament?
Your apartment. You got a new apartment last time
my
I talked.
My apartment? Oh, it's been great. I just played Cornholy. I was in the AYCC or whatever, the Unified that I am part of. I was in the Cornholio out of Massachusetts had a tournament out here in Maine over at the Wrigley Field. They have like a Wrigley Field that's for little league, little kids. So the Cornholio out of Massachusetts that has all the boards.
It's a Cornholio, nice, right?
Cornhole boards, yeah. So I was part of it, but I went 0-4.
Oh, Blair.
I couldn't get a one game to win.
Oh, it's like me playing with Beetle a couple of years ago at that tournament. Beetle stunk.
Had an off day.
You probably had a bad partner. It's not your fault.
I had a bad day. My partner and I, we both went 0-4.
Oh, man.
So we stunk it up. But let's talk some Patriots.
Okay, yeah. What do you got?
Okay, the Patriots, they have the Cowboys coming up. I know they came back and won this game 25-22. I mean, that was incredible. I watched it. They were down. I didn't think they were going to come back. That's why I turned it off. You never turn off the Patriots games because then they come back to win. They show you why you don't turn off the game. And that's why.
Sure
they
do. Came back.
And when it comes to yesterday, I think there's a lot of people who watched it. They'll come back. They'll come back and win the game.
I wasn't feeling that way.
I was not feeling that way.
Because I wasn't. And I know there are a lot of people
watching it real time, Bell. Sorry.
Come back and win.
I saw no energy.
So there is some value in that. More of your calls are coming up. We'll get to Read and React at 11:36.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Flash Radio.
It's the 125th running of the Boston Marathon, and nobody's got you covered like these two. Solak and Bertrand's coverage of the Boston Marathon is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, superior light beer on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
617-779-0985, the telephone number. Let's go back to your calls. We've got both Red Sox, Rays, and Patriots on the table. Dylan in Cranston is going to tell us how the Patriots will beat the Cowboys this week. I'd like to hear
Tell
that.
Me.
Tell me, Dylan.
Yes. So as soon as you mention the word game plan, though, I mean, that's exactly what comes to mind, is they have to scheme correctly for this one, because CeeDee Lamb on the Cowboys side of things has a tendency to disappear, which has them end up relying on both Zeke and Amari. So I'm feeling like if we are continuing to bring the pressure like we've been, with Matty Sleeves out there doing his thing off the edge and continuing to get these stunts and a little bit of blitzing going with Jamie Collins now back, I do see us creating pressure on Dak, which should force him to put the ball up in the air, and hopefully we can snag a couple from him. But we have to keep this game close. The fact that we finally got over 20 points this week against the Texans shows that our offense is at least trending in the right direction, getting the tight ends more involved, that hard play fake that you're talking about, Zoe. I love that seam play. I was so happy to see that come back into our offense. Quick hitters, things like, I mean, Mac is doing fine. He is the reason that we are at least still in competitive games right now. So if we can scheme for this Cowboys offense, you know, force them to go to the guys they don't love to go to, make CeeDee Lamb disappear, force them to go to Amari over and over and over again, and trap Zeke Elliott in that backfield, we should be all right. I think it'll be a close game.
Okay, and the reason I say that and I'm confident is because you just did it 2 weeks ago against a much better team in Tampa. You put a lot into that Tampa week for many reasons. This is similar. This is a big boy team coming in. Cowboys are good. They're high-flying. They got a great quarterback. They got three good wideouts. The defense is young. It's stingy. Similar to Tampa. I have more faith in Tampa's staff than I do in theirs, though. And I have more faith in their quarterback. Dak's damn good. You can't let him run, too. That's part of the problem. I think more of Jamie Collins there, too, is what he's saying. Maybe less of Bentley, more of Jamie Collins. You know what they did, too, in this game? They walked around a lot defensively, where they had one down defensive lineman and a lot of backers and sub-backs. Like, what are you doing this against a rookie for? Are you working on things for next week? Are these little twists and turns off of what you did against Tampa, where you held Brady and company in check pretty good?
I just think you're being delusional, Dylan, when you say things like CeeDee Lamb can disappear. How about Chris Moore? How about Chris Conley yesterday? Those are guys you've never heard of. Those are not guys you've ever spoken about.
Yeah. Who's the big tight end? Pharaoh.
You know what I mean? You're talking about later round, mid-round pick players who looked like they were all pros out there yesterday. Chris Moore, who all of his production this year, 5 yards and 109 yards yesterday, and five catches, 109, and a score. Chris Conley had a touchdown as well. He hadn't caught a ball in a month.
It's a nice spot. It's a nice spot for you to get the Cowboys, because it's not there. It's home. It's a 4:30 game. The place will be juiced.
Great.
If you find a way to pop them, you got the Jets coming up next. That's the way I'm looking at it.
I'm not going to predict the Patriots beat a good team until they actually beat a good team.
I agree.
Steven is in North Carolina today. Hi, Steven.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking me on. I just want to know, is baseball that bad today, or is it that good? Between the both teams last night, they used 16 pitchers. What happened to the guy that used to come in and pitch an entire game? Or maybe Dick Raddatz would come in and relieve in the ninth inning for Jim Lomborg. Those days are gone. Baseball is terrible. And last night is the biggest reason. 5 hours this game. From 4 o'clock.
Yeah, but last night was a great game, and you were never bored for one instance. Because of the changes, the chess matches.
Come on.
You knew Tampa was going to do that? And then for Cora to counter?
I don't want to admit that.
I don't know how you're bored from last night. Now now I'll give you this. That happens in July. You call them bitch and say, oh, it's boring and it's too long. Yeah, that's the spot. Not last night. Not after today. Not today after what transpired last night.
No shot.
No shot.
How long was the game? What was the official time on the game?
I think it was like 5:11.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was five plus. I know,
but it was
that.
First of all, it was 13 innings. Okay, so there's that element to it.
We were
and
the buses.
It was never not exciting at any point. That was a great game.
We were on the buses, got to the airport, landed, and the game just ended. Like flight from Houston, 4 hour plus, long game. But the reaction from everybody is no problem.
I mean, Dick Raddatz hasn't pitched in a major league game in over 50 years.
Oh, God bless him. That box of oranges.
You love that guy. You're a big fan.
He's one of my all-time favorites. Lomborg.
Like, oh, baseball's not like that anymore. Well, I hope it's not.
It better not be.
I hope in five decades the game then doesn't look exactly like it looks now.
Dick Raddatz in the backyard. He's sharpening his cleats. With a nail file, get him sharp. So he can step on your foot. Yeah, baseball's different now. So is football. So is basketball. Everything's different. Look at hockey. Can't even hit anybody anymore. Yeah, the game's changed.
Well, let's go to Kevin in Southie. Kevin.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Big day yesterday. Couple W's. We needed those. So I've been a Tanner Hawk guy since he bust on the scene. But I think if you start E-Rod tonight, the Rays set their lineup to a lefty. Best case scenario, he gives us, you know, four innings, one run ball. Worst case, couple innings, bring in Tanner Hawk, right-handed pitcher. They don't know what to do.
They know what to do.
Geez, that call started off strong and sort of faded there, huh?
Yeah.
Yep, we agree. You bring in E-Rod to start, and then you go to Hawk. Yep. On board with that, yes.
Oh, he's got him some tats, huh? Hawk?
Oh, yeah.
Did he get them on Worcester?
Full sleeve.
Probably got them on
But Worcester, I don't think he has any on his pitching arm, correct?
Does it look like it? Nope.
I did see, I think it was Pitching Ninja, who did a overlay of, was it, may have been him, that did the overlay of Sale and Hauk. Oof. And how Hauk is the right-handed version of Sale.
Ooh.
They're very similar deliveries.
I like that.
From... you know, last week, a righty.
Yeah,
they were able to reverse image it to show you how similar they are. Sort of interesting.
And Sale has helped him with his mechanics, like at different points down in spring training and stuff. And Houck's given a lot of credit to him.
Is Sale the best guy to go to for mechanics? I'm curious. I ask that honestly.
I think they're just both guys who throw across their body.
Because I look at Sale and say, man, that's a bit of a wonky, weird delivery that you have there. So, hey, whatever works. Tanner Hauck has been awesome all year, and they kept sending his ass back to Worcester. For what reason, we'll never know.
He likes it there.
No more Worcester for Tanner Hauck. Everyone was joking the other day. Oh, and Tanner Hauck was good. I'm sure they're going to option him back to Worcester at any minute now, right in the middle of the series. 617-779-0985. Keith is in Haverhill on the Patriots. Hey, Keith.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, I'm kind of... I've been a Patriots fan for a long time. I didn't just jump off the bandwagon because Brady left. It's just that I've been, you know, watching it pretty closely.
Oh, he had a good day yesterday, by the way.
Yeah, he had a great yeah, five TDs and 500 yards. Mm. Great. Too bad I couldn't watch the game. But anyways, my call in is I'm actually getting tired of seeing the Patriots, like, jumping for joy and patting themselves on the back like they've already reached the pinnacle here. They played crap teams the whole season so far. Brady basically handed them that game as a gift, and they blew that. And they beat up the Jets, big deal. Houston shouldn't even have been in that game yesterday. In fact, they were the Pats were favored by 9, so they covered. We'll see what Dallas does. What do you guys think about that? I just don't think they deserve the credit that they're getting.
Okay, I don't understand what the question is. Who's jumping and patting their back?
I don't know who's doing that.
I don't.
He thinks that they're getting too much credit at this point in the season.
We said it was an ugly win yesterday.
I don't think he's referring to us. I think he's referring to, like, the mass.
Pat's Nation. Like, Pat's Nation.
I think he believes Pat's Nation.
Arcel Van Noy
is giving the team too much credit. Let's just do a quick thing here. Raise your hand if you think the Patriots are a good football team. For those of you on radio, no one here is raising their hand.
Lawson in his office raising his hand. I hear him.
I just don't hear that a lot. I don't think a lot of people are saying that. I think they're an interesting team. I do. I think there's much that remains unresolved here. And we'll sort of see how it goes. But I don't think they're a good team. How the hell you can say? Their wins are over the wretched Texans and Jets so far.
Yep.
And although that Buccaneers game gives me a lot of hope, they didn't win.
Right.
They could have put themselves in a better position to win. That's a different conversation. But I need to see more of it to be convinced that they're better than what their record says they are.
If they got throttled by Tampa, I would have no faith in them competing with the Cowboys. But just the way that Tampa game played out and how it looked, I feel that's the way the trend is. They're going to play up to those teams and give it everything you got and over game plan it. I just feel good about this week. Plus, you're home. So our boy Van Noy at the hotel. He's like, what's up?
Yeah, how's he doing?
I'm like, why aren't you coming? It's not my call. I said, I want to.
What's the problem?
I don't know.
Why are we getting David Andrews every week?
We got to get to the end of it because I think there were periods where they didn't know if he would play when he's on the injury report. And if you're injured, they don't want the injured players talking.
Is he on the injury report right now?
No, he played. He played yesterday.
So we'll talk to Kyle Van Noy this week, right?
Yeah, plus he'll irritate the morning and afternoon shows. We got to get him on. Got to get him on.
We'll talk to our people.
Yeah, maybe. We call it like it is, man. We don't just like get angry because, hey, he does a commercial or something. Fred's been attacking him.
Recently?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's Pat's Nation video. I'm back.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to Read and React. It's next.
Okay.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's time to read.
Giannis Antetokounmpo. 20 points for Giannis.
And react.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Now you have
Holy
to say
Jesus.
It. I thought it was fake too.
With Zolak and Bertrand.
The ass. Can we talk about the thighs?
On 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Act to eat and to
read and react.
Do
read
to
and read. You are doing it so wrong.
Shirt.
What? Huh?
Talking about
read and react. You ready, boys?
Yeah.
Read.
La pelota pegó en el palo.
React.
Urban Meyer and the Jaguars.
Jaguars.
Lost their... Are you ready? Do you know how many games they've lost in a row now?
Oh, it's many.
20.
20 straight.
20th straight
Dear
game.
God.
So he was asked about his handling of the fourth and goal from the 6-inch line. Here is the explanation from Coach Meyer.
You know, I don't micromanage who's in the game. I should have,
Is that, wait, that is 100% your job.
Oh, my God.
Things can't get worse for this guy. They really can't.
Micromanagers in the game. They got hundreds of guys out there.
I don't have to do my job.
Problem is, when you signed with Jacksonville, first responsibility under, job title, micromanage the entire football team.
There's 11 guys on the field. It's okay.
I don't get too caught up on which 11 we're using on any given play.
I just show up.
It's not worth my time, okay? I'm a macro man.
I'm the clap guy.
I think
we go
big
out.
Picture. That's why I'm in management.
I stand there and hips on my hip, hands on my hips.
All right.
And I clap when we run out.
I don't micromanage who's in the game. I should have. James was running really hard, but so was Carlos. I got to go find out if someone's dinged up with James on that situation. And the quarterback sneak, he's not quite comfortable with it yet. We've been practicing that. I know that might sound silly, but when you've never done it, it's something that we need to continue to make that so you can make that call in that critical situation.
I have a question real quick.
Yeah.
So Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah.
The number one overall pick in the NFL.
Yeah.
The
he's
most
good.
Highly recruited high school recruit of all time. Right. Was in that Eastern Elite 11. Went to Clemson. Never really lost a game or played national title games. Actually operated out of the shotgun a lot and did some RPO stuff and actually had a lot of yards rushing because he's big, physical, and he could run.
He never did the sneak.
Though. He never operated under center and tried a sneak.
Something tells me he probably has done it.
This guy's an idiot.
He's probably done it.
Stupid.
Well, you didn't want to micromanage him, so give him a break.
Three.
Was that the ultimate game of grinding?
React.
Well, it took until 1 o'clock in the morning, but the Bills were able to beat the Chiefs 38-20.
Is that what time it ended?
1 a.m. I tapped out long before then. Weather delay, lightning. Bills are now 4-1, though, and the Chiefs are 2-3. So here's Andy Reid after the game on his team struggling. Coach Reid, what do you got?
Did you see this coming? Is there any way to see a team that's been so good as you guys have been over a long period of time, hitting a rough stretch like this?
No, I mean, I didn't see this coming. Not tonight. This game tonight, I came in thinking we had a chance to win the game, and we didn't handle ourselves the right way. And so that's my responsibility, and to get that right. And I look forward to when both sides of the ball play well together, because we could be a real good football team.
That's an odd statement to make about Buffalo. Like, I didn't see this coming tonight. Buffalo, they always stink, right?
Yeah, I mean, I thought we were coming in here to win this. Like, they're easy. That's exactly the way I took it.
That's weird.
Yeah.
To have that commentary about that team.
Yeah, it shows a complete lack of respect for Buffalo.
Kind of.
It does. And not only that, when is his defense going to arrive this season?
He has none.
He's like talking about it like, oh, you know, we've had games where one side of the ball was good. We got to put it all together on the same day. The defense has sucked from the very beginning for them this
teams
year.
Teams can't wait to play them because of the defense.
And Patrick Mahomes is apparently feeling, I don't know, a little loose with the football this year. Mm-hmm. Turnover machine, Patrick Mahomes.
All right, moving on.
Reed.
He's weak sauce. He's garbage.
React.
John Gruden making headlines for very ungood reasons this weekend. Emails coming out from 10 years ago. He's making racial comments about the NFLPA union chief, DeMaurice Smith. So Gruden addressed it publicly after.
You know, they won't even say on ESPN what he wrote. They're trying to cover for him so much.
But they talked about it the most. Not any of the shows.
They sure did. And Chris Mortensen and everyone at ESPN is trying to clean up the mess for him as best they can.
Yeah. You know what? And I'm sure you're right, Beetle. They don't want to do anything that's going to make Gruden look bad. You know, Gruden's one of their guys. But I don't even know how you talk about it without being, like, offensive all over again.
Well, no. I mean, they represent themselves as a news organization.
So they should be. Yeah, they should be able to handle it in some way. Anyway, so here's Gruden in his comments.
All I can say is I'm not a racist. I can't tell you how sick I am. I apologize again to D. Smith, but I feel good about who I am and what I've done my entire life. I apologize for the insensitive remarks. I had no racial intentions with those remarks at all.
Oh, my God. He can't be serious with that.
I'm not like that at all, but I apologize. I don't want to keep addressing it.
Do you expect something to happen?
Oh. Jim Gray.
Why is he there?
What? Is that Jim Gray?
It's not.
It's not Jim Gray.
That's Jim Gray.
No, it isn't. Happen. Oh, okay. I thought it was.
That's not Jim Gray?
No. It was.
Do you expect something to happen?
You know, I'm not going to answer all these questions today. I think I've addressed it already. I can't remember a lot of the things that transpired 10 or 12 years ago, but I stand here in front of everybody apologizing.
Now it's 12 years ago.
I know I'm not.
Now it's 12. Just ask John, what year did you stop being a racist? Don't tell me you weren't in 2010, was it, or 2011?
11.
Don't tell me you weren't then.
Well, he doubled down on that time, too, saying he was going through a rough time in his life then.
Oh, he's a coward. He's a complete coward.
I don't have an ounce of racism in me. I'm a guy that takes pride in leading people together.
No.
And I'll continue to do that for the rest of my life. And, again, I apologize to D. Smith and anybody out there that I have offended. Okay?
Good God. And to act as indignant as he is acting there. How he's being put out here, how he's being inconvenienced by this coming up. His remarks to Chris Mortensen about being on a high school football mission and parents were afraid to let their children play football. It's laughable. It's laughable that Chris Mortensen and ESPN were even willing to publish them and be a part of this charade.
He said, anybody that knows me knows the way that I talk, that if you're talking out of something, that I always use the term rubber lips. Like, I don't understand any of this.
I don't either.
And then that's the reason why he termed it with what he did.
And ESPN putting out a headline yesterday that he had also used vulgar language to describe Roger Goodell.
Right.
Like, that somehow makes any of this better.
Yeah. Yeah, it really does.
Three.
Now, what did I do wrong? What did I see wrong?
React.
I don't think we have time for this last one, T-Bone.
What is it?
Nope.
It's Hardy.
No,
play it.
Finally in Detroit, Dan Campbell.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Week five.
Yes.
You lose your football team week five. I thought he would have made it half an year.
Well, they lost another heartbreaker at the buzzer.
What an a-hole.
This time to the Vikings. They covered, though. They covered, baby. Loser. Here's Dan Campbell, big blubbering idiot, after the game. Would you cry? Would you cry if you lost a football game? As a grown man?
Depends. Depends on how big the game was.
When you see your players give all that they have and you lose that way, it's tough. You know, you don't want that for them. So, but we'll be better for it.
Oh, will you?
And there again, credit Minnesota, but... You know, we made the one mistake that cost us, you know, and
a way to put it on that one player.
And so ultimately, you know, it we didn't do enough to win, but I was proud of them and I love the fight they have in them and I love the grit.
The kneecap biting, the ankles gnawing at the thighs.
What is sports radio in Detroit like? Is it Does it exist?
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, the ticket.
Does it resonate?
Man.
Yeah.
The ticket's
they're going to have a field day with this clown.
What a loser.
He loves his guys.
Yeah.
No, I don't think there's anything wrong with what he said. Just say that the crying seems to be a bit much.
The crying is
sad. To say, my team's working hard and I'm proud of them. And we're just going to find a way to do better. Nothing wrong with anything he said.
No, it's just
it's just the fact that he's sitting there crying.
It's
while
unsettling
he says it.
While he's crying. You know, week five loss to the Vikings.
Yeah,
like oh, save your tears for something that matters.
Breathe.
Yeah.
React.
All right, that's it for Read and React, gentlemen.
First year, he knows he's not going to have a good record. He knows the team's not going to be great.
Detroit.
Up there crying about losing to the Vikings. No regulars. Not a tough way to lose, but yikes. 617-779-0985 is the phone number. Plenty more to come. Here on Zolak and Bertrand talking both the football, Patriots stuff from yesterday, and the Red Sox from last night and again tonight. All that on the table here. Don't go anywhere.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
It's the 125th running of the Boston Marathon, and nobody's got you covered like these two. Zolak and Bertrand's coverage of the Boston Marathon is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, superior light beer on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Mills forced to roll to his right, throws out on the go, downfield, that pass is going to be caught by Moore, leaps to grab, gets away, loose to the 20, 15-10, goodbye. A touchdown for Houston. J.C. Jackson was there. Chris Moore climbed the ladder. And a guy who had only a handful of catches, three receptions since 2019, breaks free. The Texans regain the lead.
You ain't never going to smith. You ain't never going to smell number one money if you're going to let those type of plays happen. He elevates between Jackson and McCourty. This couldn't be any more embarrassing.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Zoe. And I used to play football.
Hi.
617-779.
Now I'm a fan.
0985.
Oh my God.
Oh, let's go to your call.
Naughty boy.
Chris is in Raleigh today. Hey, Chris.
Fellas, what's going on?
Hey.
Guys, two quick points. Beatles, 100% agree with you. Mac, let that ball fly, dude. Let it fly.
Uncork it, man. Let it fly. Let it rip.
Seriously. Guys, what is happening in the defensive game plan rooms? Is Steve Belichick bringing in a thing of Lando Lakes and being like, see this butter? Be one with the butter. Be soft like butter, because that's what this defense is. Can we practice some stripping drills or something to get the ball out of the other team's hands?
It really is.
Why is it that we can't do this?
They got one guy. They got one guy who's playing like a maniac out there, and that's Matt Judon. This guy is, oh my God, is he such a great signing for this team?
When's the last time we forced a fumble and recovered one? I know it. But.
I read this stat pregame.
Chief game last year.
Holy crap. That was week what?
4 or 5?
Yeah. It's almost
five.
A year ago.
Week 5.
Yes. It's almost been a calendar year.
Yes. Yeah. Forced fumble and recovery. That's not good.
But it speaks to something. It speaks to a lack of opportunity because they haven't been able to create it because they're not tough. And I don't mean in terms of, you know, mental toughness or physical toughness. I mean tough defense. They're not violent enough.
No. And there's a trend through 3 early weeks here where teams now play you and are intending to strip the ball out. They know you put it on the ground. Specifically the backs. Like, they're not even getting hit at first glance. First guy up is grabbing the arms and ball. Next guy comes in, he hits, and you're trying to rip it out.
That game was October 5th last year. It's over a year ago.
Wow.
They haven't had a forced fumble and recovery in over a calendar year.
Yeah, Bob had that.
Ooh. Wow, that's not good. Let's get a check of the headlines. We'll be right back. Takes very little time. Got to get those marathon winners in. Our marathon coverage all day. Wait, on the sports,
we're here for you.
So Hardy will have that, and we'll come right back. No commercial.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.